Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. Yeah. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Football Friday from Neighbor's Pub on Kenmore Avenue. I'm not the only one in shorts.
No, you got company. Yeah, a couple of dudes in here rocking shorts. One, this guy, I don't know, this might be a Halloween costume, though. I'm not really sure what it's supposed to be, but whatever. Yeah,
Mine is not.
There are people wearing shorts.
I'm here as me
yeah.
for Halloween this year. Yes. Injury report. It's still concerning. Now it's Taron Johnson.
Yeah.
Questionable groin.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to hear that on a Friday.
I got to start holding these guys out of practice.
Stop practicing altogether.
Stop practicing.
No more practice. No,
don't do that. Don't do that anymore.
I mean, Prater is still listed the same as limited. And was he even questionable? I don't think he was. He doesn't have a game status. Maybe he's just old.
That means he's...
Game status is he's old.
And that means that he's kicking on Sunday.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
I think he would have to at this point be planned to be kicking on Sunday at this point if... This is how they're going to list them.
Well,
this is Friday.
That's what I mean. Yeah, right. Yeah, that feels pretty definitive. I mean, I guess it could still unravel. I don't know. We'll talk to Sal in an hour and find out if there was any update on Tyler Bass. I didn't see any reference to it. There was a lot today during McDermott's brief appearance, I think, with Sal. So maybe they didn't even get to it, unless he told them, Prater's fine. He's going to kick. Which I don't know. I saw the guys that are ruled out, and Prater is not among them, so no game status should be encouraging for him to kick, I think.
And, yeah, no Davis. That was announced this morning, too. So there goes that idea. Okay, I mean, you were right on that. Didn't think it would be this week.
Oh, Gabe Davis. I'm thinking about Ray Davis, who missed practice earlier this week, sick. But I'm like, wait, what happened to him? Yeah, Gabe Davis. Yeah, he tweaked something already. Like, he just got back to practice. They pulled him off of that IR and put him on the actual practice squad, and yeah, that went up in smoke. So, yeah, no Gabe Davis. So status quo at receiver for now.
Johnson is not good news. And, here I'm about to probably overreact because it's just they maybe sometimes don't, but they're supposed to list anybody who comes up with something during practice, and I think for the most part at least, they're honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to overreact to this. Taron Johnson, like, he's getting old, too. Like, it's been we had it with Hayden Poyer, and he's been in and out,
had
concussion
it with,
stuff.
Had it with Milano.
Milano.
Yeah.
Deadline is Tuesday. I was asked in Kansas City, and Alex Gold is scheduled to join us here. I was on his show like 2 hours ago, but I guess we don't have him yet. What this game might mean to the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it has to mean anything. I think if they're great on defense or even offense too against the Chiefs, that could take the edge off for the deadline. But if they're not great, I could see them thinking they have the same issues as they already may have thought. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I definitely agree that it shouldn't. If Brandon Bean has spent the last week or 2 weeks or 2 months, I don't know, like preparing for Tuesday, like sort of having preliminary conversations like, hey, if I have an interest in this guy, what are we looking at? Da 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 da, kicking tires, that kind of thing. I would not want one football game, regardless of how good it looks. Keon Coleman has a great game. Right? Like, Keon Coleman has the Gabe Davis against the Chiefs game in the 21 playoffs.
Well.
All right, that's insane. That's too much of an exaggeration. But has a good game. Do I then think, oh, I'm all set at receiver? I don't know. It's one game. You know, he looked good for the fourth quarter against Baltimore and has kind of fallen off a cliff since then. I wouldn't want to trust one good game. If I think I need a receiver, I think I'm still going to think I need a receiver. Not, you know, that's not going to be quenched by, you know, having a good game against the Chiefs on Sunday myself.
Yeah, I wonder what could change anything here this week. Alex Gold with us from Kansas City. Been a long time. Nice talking to you again finally, Alex.
Yeah, I know. We just don't talk enough. If only we had some big football games over the last couple of years to talk about.
I told him on his show with Cody today that I think, you know, here it's got to be maybe some function of what kind of show you're doing. But we, you know, maybe call Alex every other month during the off season. Not quite every month. You know, there's a Kansas City obsession here. It's they're to blame for how the Bills have not gone farther, and they never call me. And I do not take that personally, but I don't think they're worried about us.
No, when you've got three championships, you don't have to worry about the team that's chasing you. You're out front, hanging out, enjoying the view.
I was on today. They called today because of this game on Sunday.
Look,
Alex, what?
That's
go ahead.
That is true. I will say, and you know this, in the summertime, unless there's something, you know, massive that happens trade-wise probably involving the Bills, you know, we do a lot of baseball talk in the summer here in Kansas City with the Royals, and so we don't really go too deep into everybody else in the NFL until we get, you know, to game week. You know, it's nothing personal, I promise.
No, I know. I you would never have me back if it were personal. what's your attitude about week's game?
Right, go ahead. Fine.
Look, you know, I think it's interesting because if it wasn't for the fact that the Chiefs had three losses and a Broncos team leading their division, you know, I would say probably, all right, well, this game, like, you know, it doesn't mean a whole lot. The Bills can win the regular season. That's what they do. And then Chiefs fans will, you know, will key in and say, well, come playoff time, that's what matters. I think there's still some of that thought here. But at the same time, the Chiefs do have three losses. They got a Broncos and Chargers team in front of them in the AFC West. Obviously, on the Bills' side, you guys are dealing with the Patriots being atop the division. And so this is a game, you know, I think it's early to say must win. Well, must win for the number one seed conversation, I think. But I don't know if it's still must win even for the division for either teams. So it's a massive game because of both teams, you know, being in a spot maybe they're not as used to, where usually one of them's undefeated, the other might have one loss. Instead, it's a three-loss and a two-loss team.
Yeah, maybe a little more urgency on the Buffalo side of this, Alex, because the Bills have already lost once head-to-head to the team that's in first place, the Patriots, whereas the Chiefs have still got two games left with the Broncos.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, the Chiefs have, you know, at this point, the one loss to the Chargers. Nobody in Kansas City
takes the Chargers as seriously. I think there's the Broncos. People want to see a little bit more for them, and people view the Broncos as the second best team. So, you know, the Chiefs have a little bit more runway, I guess, with what people perceive to be their biggest challenger in their division versus what you guys were just talking about there with the Patriots.
With Alex Gold. So the Chiefs have looked fine here recently after a tougher start. Is it as good as it has looked in these last couple of weeks with Worthy and then Rice back? And now you have the Pacheco loss. I wonder if you think that'll mean a lot.
So I think it has been as good as people see when they just look at a box score and they just look at some of the stats over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, over the last 3 weeks, I think they're the number three, number four offense in football and points per game. You know, they're an offense now that is also ultra-aggressive, and I think that is the part that everybody's most excited about here. Yes, having Rice back is huge, and he's their yards after the catch guy, and the offense runs through him, and Mahomes is locked in. But in the past, even in years when they've been a 15-win team, when they've gone to Super Bowls, the big question always was Andy Reid's aggressiveness, and would he be able to keep the foot on the gas on fourth downs and not, you know, play a little more conservative? And this year, guys, they already have 10 fourth down conversions. No team in the first 8 weeks of the season has ever reached that mark, you know, in since they've tracked that, you know, since 2000 or so. The only teams that have got to nine were the Eagles last year and the Eagles in 2022, and we all know they do the tush-push. So, yes, I think it's real, and the aggressiveness on fourth down is a huge part of it. I mean, it's kind of this cheat code that Andy Reid has unlocked. That, oh, you know, what took so long to recognize that you got the best quarterback in the world, and you maybe should force teams to stop you on four downs, and it's very difficult to do that. And on the flip side, they, you know, are not giving up many fourth down conversions. They're only giving up 20% on fourth downs on defense. So everything is definitely real. But you brought up Pacheco. As far as that goes, yeah, he has been much better the last 3 weeks. They've kind of got this true running by committee, complimentary run game going, where their pacing run-wise have their best backfield since 2015, so the best in the Mahomes era. But it's not like Pacheco is anywhere near the back, obviously, James Cook is. They've just been able to find a role. Pacheco is really effective as kind of a bit more of the bell cow. Kareem Hunt, short yardage, one of the best in football. In fact, the best in football in short yardage. And then they got a rookie in Breshard Smith who is explosive. They're slowly integrating him. The stats are not going to jump out yet, but if you guys watch him carry the football or catch it, more importantly, I think at times, you'll see why fans are excited. So I do think they lose something without Pacheco. The thought here is that the rookie is going to be asked to do a little bit more, and we'll see if that is something he can shoulder.
Interesting point on fourth downs. I watched only the second half of the Monday night game, but when they got to fourth and goal at the two after a third down incompletion at 7-7, I'm like, they're not going to go for this. But they did and scored on that, so probably the right call by the numbers. Just don't always see Kansas City do it. I've got them at 14 for 17 on the season on fourth down. So, yeah, that's something to watch for. So what's your impression, Alex, of the Bills at this stage? I mean, of course, we all know the history and the history together very well. I think, you know, I referred to the betting markets when talking to you earlier. I think for them to lose two games and lose the lead in the division, then have a bye and come out of it and win 40-9 against a team that, you know, it's Carolina, but they were also 4-3. That didn't really seem to impress anybody in terms of the spread, or I would say that, Bulldog, about our audience.
For sure.
It has not been, you know, all is well kind of a week.
Yeah, no, and look, admittedly, I wasn't impressed, you know, mainly because of the Andy Dalton part of the equation with being the Carolina Panthers. I mean, look, heading into the game, I said on my show, we were discussing, you know, how we even feel about this Bills game coming up. And I said, I want to see what they look like against Carolina. Did they solve some things defensively? But then once you find out it's Andy Dalton and you watch the game, it's like, how much can I take away defensively from what they did? Now, offensively, I mean, yeah, I think anybody sleeping on Josh Allen is making a massive mistake. I think people have done that the last couple of years on Mahomes, and usually it comes back to bite them in the you-know-what. So I think people have to be very careful in Kansas City if they are suddenly discussing Josh Allen like he's still not that dude. To me, he's easily the second-best quarterback in football. James Cook, I think everybody understands who he is. I think here in Kansas City, people aren't as worried on the ground, though, I must admit, about Cook, just because they have, to this point, handled Saquon, handled Derrick Henry, handled Ashton Jeanty. I can go on and on and on. They've done a really good job against top backs. My worry more about Cook is in the passing game, and I don't know how you guys talk about him there. I think that's the area the Chiefs are vulnerable, that James Cook in the flat against some of these linebackers for Kansas City. I think that is an area they can have success. And then the area we always know in these games, Josh Allen with his legs. The Chiefs have struggled against quarterbacks that can run, and nobody can run better than Josh Allen that they faced this year. And that's an area where Trevor Lawrence has got them a little bit. So that'd be a concern. But I must say, defensively, that's where how I've talked about the Bills this week, at least in Kansas City, is so different over the last couple of years. I don't think that defense is good at all in Buffalo. And I think it's the worst defense that since we've been doing these radio hits, since Patrick Mahomes has been around, that he's faced in this Bills rivalry. Now, maybe they have their A game, and that happens a lot in these type of games where the Bills defense maybe puts together their best performance. I just don't see it. You guys know the injuries that exist better than I do there on top of it. And so I think Kansas City offensively is going to be very, very difficult to stop. And is Josh Allen capable of going toe-to-toe? I think he's shown in his career he can. I just think the defense in Kansas City is quite a bit better than the Bills. And so even if you're talking about one more stop, I think that's enough.
Well, there's a lot there. If the Bills were to feature James Cook or any running back in the passing game on Sunday against the Chiefs, it would be the first time this season that it's happened. Cook has caught a total of 12 passes. He barely exists in the passing game. And their third down back, Ty Johnson, I think has 2 receptions on the year, or maybe 3. They're just not featuring that at all. Now, you know, I don't know, maybe someone driving around in their car right now on their way to happy hour is hoping the Bills have been squatting on that all this time until they can spring it on the Chiefs, but I don't know, man.
Or like, someone who's been sitting here at happy hour since like, 3
since,
hours
since
ago.
We got here, yeah. The passing offense in general has been a real sore spot here for the Bills, so if they do need to sort of get in a gunfight with the Chiefs, I think a lot of Bills fans would be sort of curled up in a ball hoping they can get through it.
It's the most confidence, I mean, I can say from Chiefs fans going into one of these matchups in a while. You know, I mean, Chiefs fans have, you know, picked in to win these playoff games and things like that. And, you know, we know the history there. But I think for a regular season game, just based off of a lot of this is, you asked Chiefs fans a month ago, of course, different feeling. The offense wasn't rolling and all that. But with the way the Chiefs are playing and knowing some of the injuries there defensively, I think a lot of folks in Kansas City are very, very confident in how they're going to perform on Sunday and get a win.
How about injury stuff with the Chiefs, Alex? And even non-injury stuff, right? The left tackle, Simmons, is he still not around and not expected to play? And what about the rest of the injury report there?
So as far as Josh Simmons is the top pick in the draft for the Chiefs, he's still away from the team. He's definitely not playing. There's some talk maybe after the bye he'll at least be back with the team. It's a very strange scenario, quite honestly. We still don't know exactly what is going on. Everybody kind of has a little bit of a rough idea, but nobody has enough information, frankly, to really throw it out there.
Yep.
It's a family matter, but also they've been misleading on that at times. So he's not going to play. Jalen Moore, who they signed in the offseason before they drafted Simmons, just in case they couldn't get Simmons or he wasn't healthy, has done a very nice job, actually, filling in. He had a rough first drive against Washington, I would say, on Monday Night Football, but it seems like they feel pretty good with Jalen Moore there. Other injuries on the O-line, Trey Smith, they believe he's headed in the right direction to play on Sunday. He did not play last week with some back spasms, lower back injury, and for an offensive lineman, you always wonder if that's something that lingers. I think, you know, is there a chance it still pops up tomorrow morning or something? Sure, it's a back injury, but it looks like he'll play. And then the right tackle, Juwan Taylor, he's healthy. He's been a huge story for a couple of years with being the most penalized player in football and lining up wrong and all this. He's been one of the best right tackles in football the last 4 weeks. He's not getting penalized, and so that's a huge development. And then other injuries, you know, for Kansas City, we already mentioned Pacheco. They will get Hollywood Brown for this game. He was sick earlier in the week and looks like he's going to be fine.
Alex, one more. Just whenever we have these conversations during the regular season, of course in the playoffs it would be like this. These are the two top teams, or two of the top three, or four even, I guess, back to the Bengals, you know, moments. But now you've got Denver, New England, of course Indianapolis. Is your – you don't have to – you can keep this short because we've kept you a while, but is your perspective on the AFC, the Chiefs, or even the Bills' chances different than usual?
Not yet. Not yet it's not, because I want to see what Indy does, quite honestly, guys, against the Chiefs in a couple weeks. I've been called a Colts hater in town and everything. I admittedly, you know, probably have been hating on the Colts a little bit. I'm still not convinced. When we talk postseason football, guys, and I got Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, is Daniel Jones really he's going to be the guy that emerges between the two of them? I know there's always outliers, you know, maybe it's one of those years. I think the Colts would have to come in and beat Kansas City at Arrowhead in a couple weeks for me to obviously change my tune on that. New England, I love what I'm seeing from Drake May. I don't think necessarily in year two he's going to just leapfrog Mahomes and Allen, but they are a little bit more real offensively. I think their defense has a ways to go. And then Denver, it's the opposite. I don't know about their offense and Bo Nix. For three quarters, he'll look poor, and then he'll have an amazing fourth quarter. We know what their defense is capable of. So if I had to rank out like how much I trust these other teams outside of Kansas City and Buffalo, I guess I would trust Denver the next most. Then it would probably be almost a tie between Indy and New England. I can't get past the Daniel Jones part of it, guys. I really can't. I want to see a team shut down Jonathan Taylor if they can, or hold him down. What happens if Daniel Jones has to go truly win a football game in the fourth quarter in January? And I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Love it. And they are in Kansas City in 3 weeks. Bye week at Denver, and then the Colts are what the Chiefs have after this one. Not to rush you. Alex, thanks as always. I was happy to be on with you today, and we always love having you on here.
Hey, thanks, guys. We'll talk in January.
Right. That's a date. Alex Gold
is probably right.
From Kansas City. I want to say something about the Colts. Can we fit this in at some point?
It's only 4:25. Yeah, we got all kinds of time.
All right. Yeah. I do have Colts thoughts, even though they're not even on our schedule.
Right.
803-0550 to call in. We're at Neighbors Pub, Kenmore Avenue, Football Friday on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I mean, they don't like us. I mean, that's pretty – they do not like the Chiefs. But, I mean, it is a cool environment. I love playing in, like, historic stadiums. I mean, that stadium has had so many great players play in it. And who knows, it might be the last time that we get the opportunity to play there. It'll be a great challenge for us, and they're loud. And that's what you want. You want to go in and be in a hostile environment. That's what football, when you watch on TV as a kid growing up, is the environments you want to play in. And so, obviously, they're not rooting for us, but you get to bond together as a team and get to go into a historic stadium and play in a great environment.
All right. A couple of interesting things there, I think. Patrick Mahomes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog live from Neighbors Pub, 337 Kenmore Avenue, here for our Buffalo Football Friday happy hour, thanks to Bud Light. We have a chance for you to win a Josh Allen jersey and other prizes. No purchase necessary. We'll also be doing live broadcasts coming up in the next few weeks at Leo's and at Mitchell's. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus.
And I want to add in that someone that comes here today and scans for the chance to win this Josh Allen jersey will win. We've got a Josh Allen jersey for each one of these appearances we're making. So this is one of these deals where you're going to come here today and then we're going to go to like five other places over the next couple of weeks. And this is, you know, a finite number of people. Today only someone that scans will win that jersey. And then same for these other appearances. So, you know, your odds are better that way. So come on down.
There's a Halloween party in here tonight. Scaryoke.
Oh, really?
What you do? Easy game. You come, you win the Allen jersey, and you go as Allen for Halloween. Boom. Done.
That will not be presented during our show.
But you can't do that today.
Right.
I was about to say next year you can wear it. Two interesting things from Mahomes.
Does karaoke mean you have to sing like a Halloween themed? Like, I got to sing the Monster Mash? There's better Halloween songs than that, probably, right?
I don't know. Thriller.
Every Day is Halloween by Ministry.
You're not like,
I don't see anyone doing that at karaoke.
You're not going to think sing Thriller at karaoke
no,
either.
Right.
That's tougher.
Yes, it is.
What about the Purple People Eater song? I don't know the words. Brown eye, blue eye, whatever that.
I know the rhythm of it, but I don't know the words.
But you know the tune.
Yes, I know the song. That should qualify. I don't know if it is a Halloween song, but it should.
Sheb Woolley.
What's that now?
Sheb Woolley is the singer.
That's the musical artist.
And he's in Hoosiers.
All right. What?
He is like the teacher happened? Or the mayor. He's got a sort of like mid-roll in Hoosiers.
Is he in the barbershop at some point, probably?
I don't know.
Everybody's in the barbershop, you know. That's where everybody hangs out.
He's sort of like a nice guy, older.
All right.
Quite older. He's, you know, Norman Dale, right?
Yep.
Has these, he has enemies just by being Norman Dale. There are people trying to take him down.
Sure.
The Sheb Woolley character is not one of them. He sympathizes with Gene Hackman's
character. He's a Norman Dale defender.
He's a Norman Dale guy.
Yeah. Big and Norman Dale guy.
He's a big Norman Dale guy. And he is the singer of the Purple People Eater song.
Right. Wow.
I'm telling you.
The information. This show is still free.
I mean, I don't know if it is today, but normally. Two things interesting about the Mahomes clip, I thought. One, I feel like this might be even more interesting to me, but I'll use it first. One is it might be our last time playing there.
Yeah.
He isn't going to just, I mean, smart move. He isn't just going to say it's our last time playing there.
Right.
Because if he does, he knows someone would be like, well, how do you know that?
Yeah, right. Bulletin board.
They've been here for the playoffs. They've played five times, like,
yep.
Or four times in the playoffs. Just sort of an interesting intuition there to say it might be our last time playing there. I'm not sure anybody else would say that coming here for a road game. Justin Fields in week 18 is not going to say it might be our last game there. But by then, you know, they'll be eliminated.
Of course. Right.
Maybe Burrow. I don't know. We'll see what that is. But I like that Mahomes thought to say that. It might be our last time playing there. Mm-hmm. Not that it will be. Also, he used the word to describe the stadium twice. He used the word historic. And I don't think I've ever thought about that word for the stadium. But I get it.
Yep.
It's 50-plus years.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 30, right? So he grew up – I don't know if he was – he grew up in Texas, right, Mahomes?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
When he's a teenager – I want to sort of line up the Chiefs playing the Bills in the Kelly years, but I think it might be too long
ago.
Yeah,
no,
it's too long ago.
Yeah, he's not around for that. I don't.
But you know, since he's been an adult, or in his career at least, the Bills have been a top rival.
Yeah, referring to it as a historic venue, it's a nod, even though he wasn't around for it. That you know, it's had some pretty great days, you know, and some historic teams, you know, including the ones that he keeps beating. But, you know, he's recognizing, you know, the era that predates his birth, which I appreciate. And you're right. I don't know. I think for all of the embracing that there is of the stadium in this its last year, and fans are enjoying that, and, like, I went to a game as a fan for the first time in 25 years back in week three because it's the last year and I wanted one more go-round. Historic. You know, I think it's one of these things that if you've lived with something, no, that doesn't really work because people who go to Fenway Park 10 times a year know it's historic.
That's the kind of place where I would think to use that word. Or Wrigley.
Right. Or maybe even Lambeau.
Lambeau.
Versus, you know, Ralph Wilson or New Era Field. I don't.
Football is different than baseball.
Yeah.
Dodger Stadium, I think, is there.
Yeah.
Dodger Stadium is like the third oldest stadium. But look at it.
I mean, it looks like a great place to go sit.
It looks like it doesn't look new, but it doesn't look old.
Yep. The backdrop helps a lot, too. I mean, the mountains and everything. It just looks so great.
Yeah, I mean, how many active – I should know. I could look this up. How many active NFL stadiums are 20-plus years old? Well, his is. Arrowhead is.
Yeah. Yeah, Arrowhead is the same era as the Bills stadium. And kind of looks it. I mean, they've redone it. You know, the Bills have done work on their place, too, but I feel like the Chiefs have more recently even done that. And now there's a whole other round of, you know, can we get funding to refurbish or we got to move to Kansas from Missouri? There's a whole thing going on there. Has been percolating for a couple of years now. Both they and the Royals are looking for funding to upgrade their current situations. And if they don't get it, they may just, you know, move across the border to Kansas. But anyway, yeah, historic it's a compliment for sure. And I wonder if Bills fans heard it from someone who's, you know, an opponent and a hated opponent and went, huh, yeah, I guess it is historic. But I sort of had that same reaction. I guess it is.
Yeah, there aren't many. Soldier Field and Lambeau Field have had like massive reconstruction.
Redos, right.
But they're still the same stadium. Right.
And Chicago is now looking to move again to a different place. Whereas like Lambeau, they just keep up with the times and they're never moving.
I'll give you one. And you tell me if you would consider it historic. The Superdome. A little younger than ours. Not much.
Yeah. I think so. I don't. I've never been. So I've never seen it in person, right? I mean, but I think it's iconic.
Yeah. Okay. Different.
And that it might be adjacent to historic. I don't know. I mean, in certain ways, those can be synonyms if you're talking about a sports venue. But they're also maybe they brand. There's a fork in the road at some point where, you know, something that's iconic doesn't have to be historic. I don't know. They're close enough. I think Superdome works, even though, Final Fours. I mean, just so many big events, so many Super Bowls. I think it has to qualify, even though aesthetically, I think of it as just like, ugh. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
It just, you know, a dome. It just seems so outdated to have a dome that looks like that. Like, that's a dome's dome. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
like,
a dome's dome.
A dome's dome. Like, Minnesota has a dome. It's incredible, right? The Colts place, you know, Dallas. Like, these are updated, upgraded indoor facilities where, you know, it's just not this concrete monolith, which is really what the Superdome. The Superdome looks like the Silver Dome, and the Silver Dome got imploded 20 or more years ago.
They're not even domes, Dallas, Minnesota.
Right, right.
They're not domes. They just have a roof.
Yeah, right, right. That's right.
A dome's dome. She's a dame's dame.
It's a dome's dome. I like that.
She's a dame's dame. It's a dome's dome. I'm into it.
It's one of those places where when they, you know, if they have the drones outside, you know, for a big college game, the basketball, whatever, it's kind of like, yeah, why bother? I don't know. No. I don't need to see it. This big silver pimple in downtown New Orleans. Like, I don't know. It doesn't really do anything for me.
Miami looked good last night. That stadium looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Herb Street comment about basically to say that no team has suffered like Miami fans? No fans have suffered?
No, I missed that.
He said, now he might have just misspoken, but he said, he talked about the Dolphins like no team has ever gone longer without winning a Super Bowl. Because he referenced the perfect season. And they show Marino and 72-73, and he said that. He's like, no team has gone longer without a Super Bowl than Miami. Not like stating a fact, but more just sort of like, wow, this fan base has really suffered. And Al Michaels immediately said, well, Cleveland and Detroit might like a word. I mean,
yeah, right.
He just immediately knew teams that have never even been.
Right.
Let alone won.
Right. Yeah, I wonder if he was in his head thinking no fan base that has won one has waited longer to win another one.
I guess.
But, you know.
I don't want to hear it.
Maybe you should have said that then if that's what you wanted to go for. Because, yeah, those teams, and Buffalo would like a word too. Like,
whatever he said,
yeah.
I made a point to write down for today that their last playoff win was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Miami, and they're not about to win.
And that is, the first step taken today. McDaniel's going to finish out the year. Thoughts and prayers. You know, I've been thinking all since the summer, even even the spring, like that was going to implode, and it's imploding. And so the GM is the first crack there. Goodbye to Chris Greer, and you know, McDaniel's got to be on borrowed time. And the quarterback, Tua again. It's like 3 weeks in a row. Did you catch the clip of him talking about, I think he's talking about the false start that cost them the long gain early to Waddle. It's like, yeah, you know, the Ravens fans, you know, we could hear them, and they maybe were messing up my cadence. Which is being sort of, because he's already so buried by things he's been saying that the way that quote, the context that quote is being presented in,
our fans
to me, is our fans got overrun by Baltimore fans.
Well, wait till next week.
Right. Right.
The Bills are there next week.
But he is got to be done there. I did see some reporting today like, oh, well, you know, maybe they'll want to keep, they fired the GM, maybe they'll keep McDaniel on because they think he can fix Tua. Oh, my God. I mean, the whole thing has just got to be cleaned out.
They have the Bills at home next week. Then they go to Madrid to play Washington. They actually, quickly, play four straight home games, which is
one of which is in Spain.
Never happens, but one is in Spain.
Yeah.
And then they, after the bye, after that, they host the Saints. From Neighbors Pub on Kenmore Avenue, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Sal at 5 here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.